is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Raise your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy, on this championship edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Let's tip it off and not waste a moment of time and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus. As always, plus one or odds or greater is the requirement. So, good sir, serve me up.
To the ice we go, Brad, and we will talk about St. Louis on the road going up against Winnipeg. St. Louis en fuego right now, dozen wins in a row. Guess what? You're going to Winnipeg, which basically is like a fortress. They defend home ice better than anybody right now, and of course they've got the best goaltender in the league, the guy that is running away with the Vezina to the point where they took it off the board quite a while ago around all the books because he was getting to the point where he was minus 3,000 to win it. That's Connor Hellebuck. He will take care of business against St. Louis. I think their winning streak comes to an end. All good things must come to an end, just like this year's NCAA season. So let's just make a simple one here at plus odds, plus 117. I know it's kind of a baby plus bus, but I'll take it no matter what. We're going to take Winnipeg on the money line, and then I'm going to take the total and bump it from the 5.5 up to the 6.5. And then I'm going to play the under on that one. Again, I think Hellebuck is a wall, especially at home. I think St. Louis is going to struggle to score. Wouldn't surprise me if they don't finish this game tonight with one, maybe two goals. I don't think they get much more than that against Connor. So with all of that said, plus 117 at Caesars. St. Louis's winning streak comes to an end. Winnipeg trying to lock down the President's Trophy and take that home ice all the way through the Western Conference playoffs. So let's take the it's a little plus bus, Brad, but we'll take it.
Speaking of little plus bus, story of my life, let's go a little plus 100, little baby seduced by the juice on Walter Clayton to win MLP on tonight's national title game. Of course, is a tournament award, and I think he's gonna hoist that coveted honor. And he may even do it in a losing effort. Let's say Houston wins another like miraculous come from behind victory at the end of the game, and you have a lot of balance in the box score. Maybe LJ Cryer is going to be in the conversation. Possibly Emmanuel Sharp. Juwan Roberts has had a couple of big games, but Walter Clayton has been a bucket. How special has he been? Well, he's the first player since a guy named Larry Bird to score at least 30 points in back-to-back games in the Elite Eight or longer further on down the road rounds of the NCAA tournament. So that's very esteemed in elite company. He's just posting stupid numbers in this NCAA tournament. He's averaging 24.6 points per game. He's shooting 50% for the floor and over 48% for way downtown. So he's indispensable and really unrivaled in his production overall. So the only place that I saw this at plus money right now was at BetMGM. Everybody else is at minus money. Walter Clayton Jr. wins the MOP tonight, and maybe the Florida Gators are going to chop down and earn their prickly pear margaritas down there along the Riverwalk in San Antonio. We shall see. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Naturally, the theme tonight is all about the national title game of college basketball, a sport that I adore, a sport that I absolutely love, and my heart is going pitter-pat, and it certainly jumped when I saw this available this morning at Caesars Sportsbook. Walter Clayton to lead the game in points scored, and look at that juice. Oh, it is so sexy. We're going to get the shoulder roll yet again at a plus 180. On that prop, again, I already laid it out. Walter Clayton's just doing dumb things in this NCAA tournament in a spectacular way, averaging 24.6 points per game. 50% is what he's shooting overall, and 48.7% from way downtown. He's gone 23, 23, 13, 30, and 34 points in this NCAA tournament. I know Houston, the name of thy game, his defense, or top 30 in effective field goal percentage defense. But Clayton's walking a jack at least, I don't know, 15 to 20 shots in this game. And the advantage he has is that Houston loves to pack the paint. That's why opponents, over 40% of their shots are coming from the arc. Well, that's especially at Clayton. He jacks like 35 footers and they go through the cylinder. So I think he's going to pile up the points. He'll dribble drive, draw some contact at the line, bury his freebies as well. I say at a minimum, he's going to score 20 points. And frankly, if he gets to like 17, 18, that might be enough in that game, given the balance, again, that Houston has in the box score scoring-wise. So Walter Clayton Jr. to lead the game in scoring, plus 180 at Caesars Sportsbook. Downright sexy, Lundy. Fade or follow.
Yeah, that is sexy. You can get this one at the 1-8. Yeah, I'm again, I can't do this in Colorado. This is what happens. Yeah. You know, I don't get to have fun with things like that, but that's okay because Brad in Illinois can't bet on his own team. Yeah, so sure. It's kind of a trade-off that we have with the way the states have all their different laws. I do think that you got a great opportunity for this one. So I like the idea of plus 180 on this one. Nice cushion to end the basketball season with some decent payday.
Yeah, and hopefully it's going to be a layup off the board with a kiss.
Number 4.
Hi, Numero Quattro here at the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to another wager that Lundy wishes he could bet on. Let's get more plus on the money on the board. And I applied the boost that I use there at BetMGM, a profit boost. And it's on LJ Cryer over 2.5 made threes. Now, we've seen some considerable market movement on this. It actually opened at plus 110. I was late to the game, had too many tequilas last about 48 hours. So as a result, I got, very late to the party on this, but I got a six pack in hand, and we're going to continue to roll on. So I'd apply the boost, and we still got back to plus money, and even Steven plus 100 odds as a result. I think Cryer could easily hit this, quite frankly, in the first half. You look at what he's done this NCAA tournament. He's been over the summer in 3 of 5 games, going 4 made threes, 6, 1, 2, and 6. And I think he's going to be probably in that like 4 to 6 range when it's all said and done. He's averaging 5.4 attempts per game from outside in the Big Dance, making 3.8 of those shots on average. He's shooting 45.2% from distance as well. I look forward to last in games, outstanding defensively. Got a lot of length, a lot of athleticism. They're going to challenge him. They've given up just 30.4% from three over their last 10 games, but opponents, 37.6% of their shots are coming from distance. Why? Well, you got Condon, you got Chindilu, you got a lot of big bodies there in the post for the Florida Gators. So Cryer's got to have a game. Emmanuel Sharpe has got to have a game, kind of like Emmanuel Sharpe over 2.5 made threes as well. And that one is indeed plus 120 without the boost right now at BetMGM. But I say cry me a river in the greatest way possible. LJ Cryer over 2.5 made threes, plus 100 odds with the boost there at BetMGM. And Lundy, better follow.
Got to follow on this one because I agree with you on sagging things down on the inside. Get out to the arc, make some easy shots. You keep having fun with your player props. I'll just be, I'll be over here playing Block Blast.
Well, you know what you need to do? Hop on a plane, screw the drive, come visit me. I got free liquor.
Number 3.
All right, Numero Tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Race 2. I can't resist it. Let's go with the Houston Cougars. Race to 15 points. Honestly, I was hoping to get this line at plus money when it opened. No, said BetMGM and really everybody in the entire industry. This is at minus odds. Now, you have some profit boosts that are out there. Pretty much everybody's offering one for the big game tonight. If you want to apply it to a singular bet, juice the boost so you can reduce it and get seduced by it. I'm going to encourage it on this one. It's a minimized sweat for a lot of people that are out there. But you look at Houston, a team that I think is possibly going to get out to a fast start. The name of the game for Florida, this entire NCAA tournament, we saw in the last round, they get down early in games constantly over the first like 10 minutes or so. And they build a decent little hole. They always have their rocket climbing, mountain climbing equipment. And they break out the pickaxe and they climb and they climb and they climb and they get the lead sometimes by halftime, sometimes early in the second half, and they go on a monster run. I think Houston's going to start off hot tonight. It may take a while for this to pay off because Houston's got to dictate tempo. They're outside the top 320 nationally in adjusted tempo over the last 30 days. And I know Florida's got gunners galore, including Walter Clayton Jr. Again, I think he's going to lead the game in points. But Houston, maybe LJ Crier gets his a three or two. Maybe Emmanuel Sharp drains one of those outside shots. A Tugler does some damage on the second chance opportunities they can generate. I don't care how they get there. I say the Cougars, vroom, vroom, rev the engine and peel out to start the game. A race to 15 points. In other words, they're the team that scores 15 points first, minus 120 at BetMGM. Lundy, numero tres in the countdown, fade or follow.
I will definitely follow on this one because of what you just said. We've seen this with Florida, right? Get down early, kind of scratch, claw your way back, right? The gator in the water, just kind of being calm, quiet, right? And then all of a sudden, snap, right? Yeah. And that's what they're going to be trying to do in this one. So, yeah, I do think Houston gets out to it. But I do agree with you. This might not happen before the first TV timeout, okay? They might actually have to do the sub-16 timeout before we finally get to 15 points with how deliberate everything's going to be. But, yes, I think there's a reason this one is sitting juiced at minus 120, but I think it's a safe bet for everybody to make.
Yeah, let it simmer, folks. And, look, if you want some more hot and bubbly action, go to thegamingjuice.com right now. It's absolutely free. No, we don't charge you a single penny, not a dime at all. You want all of my free spreadsheet picks in the national title game. It lives there. You want Lundy's free spreadsheet picks on various sports, including the NHL, his specialty. It lives there. You want some MLB action tonight. And you're just like, hey, just give me the picks. Down dirty, poor favor. Lundy has it on his spreadsheet. I have it on mine. And it's absolutely free. Go to thegamingjuice.com. And definitely read all of our exciting content, cranking stuff out all the time. Click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Admission, Lundy. I actually got this at open at 141.5, but I would still play to the current number at 140.5. And what is that? The under! Yeah, that's where I'm living, on Houston and Florida. I got a feeling Lundy is going to fade me minus 105 there at BetMGM. Let me give you the reasons why I am down a clown and living that land down under. Now, overtime is a very real possibility, and if that does happen, I am royally screwed. I will just go ahead and throw in the towel, and that'll be a wrap. But hopefully this thing ends in regulation. I think this is going to be a lower-scoring game than people realize. You look at Bartorik, got a projected of 138. KenPom at 143, pretty vigorous projection there. Haslametrics living and laying down under 140. Evan Mia living and laying down under as well at 138.1. Now, Houston, I think, is going to dictate tempo, as I always say. They're a team that's been one of the slowest in the nation in adjusted tempo, whether you're looking at KenPom, whether you're looking at Torvik, it doesn't matter. They love living there in the half court. In Florida, the antithesis of that, they want to speed you up. They want to kind of peel out. They want to play at an IndyCar pace. I don't think they're going to have that luxury. They'll have a transition opportunity or three in this one, but Florida is going to have to, play it out, living there in the half court and on that grind and that slow jam. And I think they could still have some success in that game if it does shake out that way. Look at Houston, only 125 in EFG offense for the last 30 days, but Houston 23 in EFG defense. They bludgeon the offensive glass. So does Florida. They really get after on the offensive glass as well. Only 77, though, in EFG D, number 20 in EFG offense. And they're numero uno are the Gators. And adjusted offensive efficiency, they're netting 1.38 points per possession over the last 10 games. That's extraordinary production on a per possession basis. But again, Houston, they play unpretty, they play ugly, they're very unattractive in their execution, but they slow teams down. And for that reason, I think that when this one's going to live possibly in the high 60s and not quite break 70. So I am going to live in land down under tonight. I know where Lundy's going. on 140.5 in Houston, Florida. -105 of the juice at BetMGM. Lundy, I already know the answer.
Yeah, I'm going to fade you on this one just because I think you're going to come really close to getting hooked. I just have a feeling we're going to be living right around 142, 143. It's not like I think this game is going to be, you know, 75 plus, okay? But I also think that the idea of Houston slowing everything down, yes, they can, but I believe that this number is set just slightly too low. So I've got to fade you because, again, I think we're going to get to about 143, 144. It'll stop there. This is one, if you're doing an SGP, and I know you've got one coming up, I'd be more comfortable alting the total up and then playing the under. But I know that's the sort of thing that you've got coming, so let's talk some SGP action.
Yeah, please do. Gentlemen, brick, and more bricks. Build me some skylines in San Antonio, por favor.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown, National Title Edition. Is it an exercise in cowardice? Yeah, it really kind of is, but I'm going to go there anyway because I like winning. And I like very creative wagers. So here's how I'm going to play this. On the same game parlay, why this is number one, I'll explain. I don't give a damn who wins this game. All I care about is keep it close. So leg numero uno, this is billed at Caesars, Florida +8.5. Leg numero dos, Houston also +8.5. So either team wins, just do it by 8 or fewer points. And then I'm going to take the total sky high to 153.5. And Lundy can't even say no on this one. And hit that under. So, again, same game parlay. Again, you can get crazy with the cheese whiz when building these things out to achieve plus money. And that's always the goal. Gators +8.5. Cougars +8.5. Game under 153.5 +104. They're at Caesars Sportsbook. I believe whoever wins this game is going to do it by around one or two possessions. I would highly doubt if it goes to a third possession. Even if it does, if it's a two, we still cash in the end regardless. So I think we got a really good shot here. This one being a very memorable last act of a college basketball season. I think it's going to be nail-biter. That's the name of the game for Houston. I mean, you saw what they did in historic fashion against the Dukies, baby. They were crying. And again, White Lotus predicted this outcome. We all should have followed it. It was just unreal. Going 11-1 run. I mean, they were dead. They weren't registering polls. And all of a sudden, they came back to life. And they got impossibly the victory. I was shocked. My kids were shocked. My wife was shocked. Watching that game unfold, I had to go back and rewatch the last like 74 seconds after that technical foul was hit there by Con Knipple to see exactly how it went down. They were playing idiotic basketball, and credit to Houston, man. They just are relentless, ceaseless, always enthusiastic, and play with high energy. They would not quit. Grit, toughness, that is the name of the game. Florida's got some of that as well. And they got better athletes and they got better shooters. So, again, I think this is going to be just like probably a 6-point margin in the end. Maybe I should take this down to 6.5, but bit a little extra cushion to avoid any pushing. Numero uno on the Fade 5 Countdown National Title Edition. Same game parlay. Gators +8.5, Cougars +8.5, the game under on that old total 153.5 +104 at Caesars. Let's freaking go, Lundy. Fader follow.
This one, nice and easy. I'm not even gonna go into any more detail than you already did. I think this is exactly the way to play this one. You got it just enough to get it into plus odds. That's what you want. Don't get greedy here because it could get interesting tonight with what happened against Duke. Obviously, you never know what could happen. But I really like this. I like the idea of a two-possession game, and I told you already that my way of playing the total tonight is to bump it up as high as I can go and still stay in plus money, and you did that at plus 153, so I'm in.
Oh, creativity. Ain't it fun? And you know what also is fun? Bonus time! Bonus time! Additional action out there, whether it's in the national title game of college hoops, whether it's in the NBA, coming down the bitter end there of the regular season. Good luck trying to guess who's actually going to play and who's motivated. Number three could be in the NHL, also coming down to the end of the regular season. And congrats to Ovechkin on breaking the Wayne Gretzky record and slamming a silver bullet I saw in the locker room afterwards. That was outstanding. Bravo to him. Tim and Wayne was in the house and, you know, passing the torch. I was outstanding. I'm not even a fan of the NHL, and I was moved by that moment because it was extremely rare. We may not see it again in our lifetimes. I'm 97. I'm not for sure going to see it again in mine. But Lundy, whatever the sport is, just give me some more action. And I'm sure you got some baseball as well.
Yeah, I have all of that. But yeah, congrats to Ovi. The celebration was fantastic when he just dove to center ice and he's just laying on his stomach the whole time as he's doing it. And yes, of course he was slamming beer afterwards. It's Ovechkin for crying out loud. That is what that guy does. All right. First and foremost, if you're consuming the podcast early enough today, 3 o'clock first pitch for the Yankees and the Tigers, a simple two legger for you. +118 over at DraftKings. Give me Aaron Judge for a hit and Riley Green for a hit. That's it. That's all you need. Riley Green, Aaron Judge, if both of those guys get a hit, it is +118 at DraftKings. Why do I like this? Aaron Judge lifetime against Casey Mize. 4 for 6. I'm sorry, 4 for 5. Two singles, two doubles. I mean, he's got an .800 average. I know it's not a big sample size, folks, but he's 4 for 5 against Casey Mize historically. Riley Green, same thing going up against Carlos Rodon. 4 of 7 against him, or 4 of 6, excuse me. I'm reading the wrong line off my screen. But anyway, we're talking about an .800 average and a .667 average. So all I need is a hit. Don't need total bases. Don't need anything crazy like that. But if you're looking for some matinee baseball bets, go ahead and lock and load with those two. I really can't resist this one. I'm probably just a glutton, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. I got two different stolen base props for you for tonight as we dig deep. I am shocked that O'Neal Cruz right now is +270. For a stolen base. Dude currently leads the majors in stolen bases, and he's +270. He's going up against Matthew Liberatore for St. Louis. In 86 innings last year, he gave up 7 stolen bases, which is, you know, a little bit less than 1 an inning, folks. So if he's out there on the bump again and O'Neal Cruz gets the opportunity, I think he's gonna jump at it, figuratively speaking, and get another stolen base. That one's +270. Then the other one that I like tonight, let's talk about the Dodgers and the Nationals. When I look at the schedule for tonight with the Dodgers and Nationals, it's Mackenzie Gore that'll be on the bump. Gave up 20 something stolen bases last season, so why don't we take the guy that finished second last year, I believe, in stolen bases, and that's Shohei Ohtani. And I will take him at a +240 to have a stolen base. And by the way, if you're feeling really stupid, if you parlay those two together, it's +1158.
Oh, goodness.
So if you're sitting on like a $5 free bet or something stupid like that, you could throw that on there. But again, I like O'Neal Cruz for a stolen base at +270. I like Shohei for a stolen base at +240. Where's my other one for tonight? I already gave you hockey. I'm staying away from some of the other hockey folks because we're sitting here now in the last week of the regular season. And as Brad said, you've got some teams that care. You've got some teams that don't. And so a lot of times it's hard to judge what these guys are. I already gave you the same game parlay to start things off. I think the other one that I'll throw out there, and I don't know what the number is off the top of my head, but Sacramento is playing Detroit tonight in the association. Whatever Domantas Sabonis's PRA is, I would take the over. He has dominated Detroit over the course of the last couple of seasons, and Sacramento's got a lot to play for. When you start to look at the standings in the West, the play-in tournament, those matchups, all of that kind of stuff, Sacramento is motivated right now. And so whatever, like I said, I don't know what it is. If I had to guess, it's probably in the mid-30s, so like 35, 36, 37, somewhere in that range. I would play the over for Sabonis because, again, he has just manhandled Detroit over the course of the last couple of seasons. So I would take advantage of that. I'll be jumping in on that one when we get done with the pod. But for now, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go with the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day, National Title Edition, naturally. Same game parlay. Let's go with the Houston Cougars on the outline, +10.5. Let's go with the Walter Clayton. Uno, dos, and tres. Mi amigos, bombs that he drops from three. So that's 3-pointers made. And Thomas Hawk, give me him for made three. Oh, look at that juice, +173. And I built this bad boy at DraftKings Sportsbook. Again, I think Houston's going to keep this within single digits, even if they catch the L, and they're very much in the conversation to cut down the nets here in the end. They're probably a better overall cohesive team than the Florida Gators, or the Gators have supreme talent in my estimation. Still, it's going to be a nip and tuck affair. It's going to come down probably the final couple possessions. So plus 10.5, that should be a layup in this game going down there and deep in the heart of Texas. Meanwhile, Walter Clayton, three or more made threes. He's gone 4, 5, 2, 3, and 5 in the NCAA tournament. So he's gone over this in 4 of 5 games. Again, 7.8 jacks from outside per contest is what he's taken in the big dance, draining 48.7% of those. I know Houston only gave it up 27.2% from three, but you can't stop Walter Clayton. You just can't. He's going to score on you. Again, minimum tonight, I think it's going to be 20 points. He may get another 30 bomb in the box score and go back to back to back 30-point games. Again, he's already in the same company, as I mentioned, with back to back with Larry Bird. So I think he hits at least 3 triples tonight. And then Thomas Hawk, all I need is 1 made 3 from him. He's done this in 3 straight games. I know he's only shooting 28.6% from downtown in the NCAA tournament, but he's taken 4.2 threes per game from outside. Bit of a matchup problem because he often beats you inside. Defenses often leave him wide open on the perimeter. Now, Houston will probably challenge everything. That's the nature of their game. But I think Hawk will have an opportunity, maybe on a pass swing off Walter Clayton in a double team, to jack up a quick three, put it through the cylinder, and we cash. So to recap, same game parlay team, Huevo style, Houston plus 10.5 on the alt line. Walter Clayton, 3 or more made threes. Thomas Hawk, 1 or more made threes, plus 173. Yeah, rolling the shoulders again there. And gets seduced by the Jews built at DraftKings. All right, bonus time. What else I have? Let's get out the NCAA tournament stuff here real quick. Walter Clayton, I'll just take it up on the main threes a tick. I say goes over 3.5 on that alt line. You can bet on that at DK right now, a plus 130. I already laid all the reasons why I like him on the over 2.5. That's the standard line, but it's too sky high. Take it up one more. I think he hits at least 4 tonight. Give me the under on Houston 2.5 dunks, available only there at BetMGM. Now, this is juiced up at a minus 175, but I think it's going to come through with relative ease. I feel really confident about this. You look at Houston, what they have done in the dunks category in this NCAA tournament. 0-1-4, strangely, but that was against Purdue, and Purdue plays no defense in the interior. 1-2. So only had 2 last time out. Florida's got big boys, a lot of rim protectors, and Condon and Chinilu. They were number 9 on the season in near proximity percentage defense. I don't think Houston has 3 slams. He may get a couple, and that's about it from Francis or Roberts, and that'll be all she wrote. So give me the under 2.5 dunks. Houston available, BetMGM there at minus 175. And Joseph Tugler, I'm taking the over on 5.5 rebounds. Now, on the standard, if you bet on this individually, it's minus 145. So I encourage you to find something else to parlay it with to reduce the juice and get seduced by that juice. But I think this one's going to hit. I think he's going to get at least a half dozen rebounds. He's gone 8, 9, 3, 11, and 5. So he has done this in 3 of 5 NCAA tournament games, averaging 7.2 per contest. Florida is an excellent offensive rebounding team, but they're 164. And defensive rebounding percentage. And Tugler is a dirty worker, man. As long as he doesn't get in foul trouble, he'll, long enough minutes, be on the floor to pluck a couple of oranges. And all I need is 6 of those plucks, and we cash. So I like that at minus 145. Going to the diamond. 3 bets that I really like. Hunter Green, over 7.5 strikeouts, is an alt market bet at plus 125. Booked this at DraftKings. He's facing the Giants. San Francisco, number 5 in K rate already this year, 25.9%. Really consistent where they were in this category last year. Green in a pair of starts, 8 Ks and 8 Ks. One of those starts, oh, what a quinky dink. It came against San Francisco. He's already got a 33.7% call plus swing strike rate. That's well above his career average in that category. So miss a lot of bats is Hunter Green. I think he strikes out 8 for the 3rd consecutive start. And again, that cashes in at plus money. Logan Webb, same game, different name, over 18.5 outs. He's already been stretched out. He had 100 pitches last time out, went 7 strong. I faced Cincinnati in the opener, only went five innings, but only had 78 pitches in that game. The guy is a magician at home. Last season, a 2.83 home ERA and 15 starts, and we know how struggle bus the members of the Cincinnati Reds have been offensively. They woke up yesterday, but they lost like three consecutive games, 1-0, to the Milwaukee Brewers. So I think Logan Webb's going to go at least 6 1/3 in cash, and it's probably going to be 7 strong tonight. And last one for me, let's put a crown on this edition of the pod. Michael King, I say, gets the win against the A's at +110 at DraftKings. He's won one of his first two rotation starts. Last time out, brilliant against Cleveland. Five innings pitched, no earned runs, a walk, and 11 strikeouts at a 30.5% call plus swinging strike rate. He's logged already this season. San Diego lost 2-3 of the Cubbies over the weekend. They're getting back at home and or in California. This one's in Sacramento. But they're top 10 in total runs scored. And Severino's on the bump for the A's. That guy just walks too many dudes. I mean, he's got a decent 7.5 ERA on the season, but he gives up a lot of those free passes. That should haunt him. I think King's getting enough run support and go deep enough in this game to record the victory. Got a ton more picks, of course, on the spreadsheet, but I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, Fade to follow us on the X. Follow Lundy, please, at Nate Lundy. Check me out there at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account right stinking now. And as always, until next time, fade or follow, that is up to you. Don't suck, Florida.